Well, welcome to our Sunday school this morning. Welcome to the visitors likewise. How many people were an hour early this morning? If you're an hour late, you're not here yet. For those of you that follow the Sunday school lesson pretty close, you notice it kind of shifts a little bit this morning, shifts into the service part. It went from faith to prayer to service. I read a bumper sticker here a couple months back. I'm not up here encouraging the reading of bumper stickers. The fact of the matter is, most of them are just innocent personal opinions. I mean, a small percentage hinge on obscene, and then you have the political ones, but you got to remember, I drive a lot. It simply read, "It's my cat's life. I'm just here to open the cans." And if you're like me, you see a bumper sticker, the first question that usually enters my mind is, what kind of person is the driver? And I thought of that this week when I seen her lesson was on service. And I thought of that person in that bumper sticker. And what kind of person it might be. And I don't know for sure, but I come to a couple conclusions. Either they're have an extremely important cat that is a very important part of their life, or number two, they are so unimportant themselves that they view a cat to be better off than they are, and they're just basically here to fill an unimportant role. Maybe they are just feel that we are just a humble servant, and their duty is to provide a need for something else. Maybe they joyfully did it. Maybe they joyfully opened cans for their cat every day. I don't know. And we can draw whatever conclusion we want out of that, of this person. The fact of the matter is, this person was a servant, either willingly, unwillingly. And the fact of the matter is, God calls us to be servants. The analogy of the cat in the cans may not fit that category very well, for me, when I read it, I thought about the driver, I thought about it being a servant, and I always said, when you get yourself thinking, it's a good thing. At least for me it is. For some people it's not. But I'm going to read a little scripture. First Peter chapter 5, 5 through 11. Then I'll read this out of the King James here. Starting at verse 5 here. First Peter 5. Verse 5, if you want to turn there, you're welcome to. It says, "Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all you be subject one to another, be clothed with humility, for God resisteth the proud and give grace to the humble. Humble yourself therefore under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober, vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same affliction are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who has called us unto eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that he suffered a while, made you perfect, stabilized, strengthened, settled you. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever." Are we a servant? Because the person we serve is the most important person in our lives. Humbly, joyfully. Do we accept the challenge? Do we follow the instructions? Accept thankfully. What about without delay? And then do we follow through? And hopefully we're just not here to open the cans. I think it's a lot more important than that. Let's pray. God, we again want to lift the morning to you, lift this Sunday school hour to you, and lift this congregation to you. And God, especially the teachers, that as they put their time and their abilities and into teach a lesson. God, we know you call us all to be servants, and it's a very important part. And Father, we just pray that we can, view it for what it is, how important it is, and what's our responsibility is, to be willing and be humble for it. God, we just ask that you'll be with those that in that part in the service after Sunday school this morning. Bless them and their time, and God, we just ask each one of us can leave here this morning refreshed and encouraged. We just pray this in your name, amen.